testing the full potential of my creative and healing power, either to end suffering or for any other purpose. Their feeling of separation from each other allows humans to do all manner of things to each other that they would never do to themselves. By failing to see that they are doing these things to themselves, they produce and reproduce unwelcome results in their daily lives and in their planetary experience. It has been said that the human race is facing the same problems it has faced since the dawn of recorded history, and this is true, but to a lesser degree. Greed, violence, jealousy, and other behaviors that you do not believe benefit anyone are still displayed by members of your species, although now by a minority. This is a sign of your evolution. Yet efforts in your society are directed not nearly so much at seeking to change these behaviors as seeking to punish them. It is thought that punishing them will correct them. Some people are still not understanding that until they correct the conditions in society which create and invite unwanted behaviors, they will correct nothing. A truly objective analysis proves this, yet many people ignore that proof and continue to try to solve society's problems with the same energy that created them. They seek to end killing with killing. They seek to end violence with violence, to quell anger with anger. In doing all of this, they fail to see their hypocrisy and thus embody it. Recognizing the first three illusions as illusions would stop everyone from denying the oneness of all life and threatening to destroy all life on your planet. Many humans continue to see themselves as separate from each other, from all other living things, and from God. They see that they are destroying themselves, yet they claim not to understand how they are doing it. Surely, they say, it is not through their individual actions. They cannot see the connection between their individual decisions and choices and the world at large. These are the beliefs of many, and if you wish to see them changed, it is up to you, who truly understand cause and effect, to change them. For your fellow humans believe that it is having no negative effect on the whole to cut down hundreds of thousands of trees each week so that they can have their Sunday paper. It is having no negative effect on the whole to pump impurities of every sort into the atmosphere so that they can have their lifestyles unchanged. It is having no negative effect on the whole to use fossil fuels rather than solar-powered energy. It is having no negative effect on the whole to smoke cigarettes or eat red meat at every meal or consume large quantities of alcohol, and they're tired of people telling them that it is. It is having no negative effect, they say, and they're tired of people telling them that it is. Individual human behaviors, they tell themselves, are not having such a negative effect on the whole that they could actually cause the whole to collapse. That would only be possible if there was nothing that was separate, if, in effect, the whole was doing all of this to itself. And that's silly. The third illusion is what is true. We are separate. Still, the separate actions of all the separate beings who are not one with each other and not one with all of life seem, in fact, to have a very real effect on life itself. Now, at last, more and more humans are beginning to acknowledge this as they develop from primitive cultural thinking into a more evolved society. This is because of the work that you and others like you are doing. for you have raised your voice. You have sounded the alarm. You have joined the effort to awaken each other, each in your own way, some quietly and individually, some in groups. In days gone by, there were not nearly as many of you ready and able to awaken the others. And so the mass of people lived deeply within the illusions and were puzzled. Why should the fact that they are separate from each other create a problem? How is it that anything other than communal living, one for all and all for one, could not be made to work without struggle? These are the questions humans began to ask. Clearly, there was a flaw in the third illusion. This should have revealed the idea of disunity to be false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right. But again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion, and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the third illusion that the fourth illusion was created. This is the fourth illusion. Insufficiency exists. It arises out of the third illusion. For without the idea of disunity, the idea of insufficiency is insupportable. If there is only one thing, and that one thing is all there is, there can be no insufficiency of any kind, because that one thing is everything. And thus, it is sufficient unto itself. This is a statement of the nature of God. This is not, however, the experience of humans, because humans imagine themselves to be separate from God and separate from each other as well. Yet no human is separate from God, since God is everything that is. Therefore, humans are not and cannot be separate from each other. This is a statement of the nature of humans. It would be inaccurate to conclude that the idea of disunity was a bad idea, that it did not serve your purpose. Indeed, the idea of separation was a blessed idea, allowing the whole to understand that it was the sum of its parts, and even greater still. The illusion serves your purpose magnificently when you use the illusion as a tool to create experience. When you forget that separation is an illusion, you imagine that it is the real state of things. The illusion no longer creates experience. It becomes experience. It is like feigning anger to make someone else more solicitous, and then actually becoming angry, or feigning interest in someone in order to make someone else jealous, only to find that the illusion of interest has become very real indeed. The device becomes the experience. By this process, you have come to actually believe that you are separate, that disunity is possible in a unified field you call the universe. Now, I have described the third illusion as the most powerful illusion, and that is true. It has had enormous impact on your day-to-day experience. Most significantly, your belief in separation has led to your idea that there is not enough. When there was only one thing, and you knew that you were that one thing, there was never a question of there not being enough. There was always enough of you. But when you decided that there was more than one thing, then, and only then, could it appear that there was not enough of the other thing. This other thing that you think there is the stuff of life. Yet you are life, and that which life is, which is God itself. Still, as long as you imagine that you are separate from God, you will imagine that you are something other than what God is, which is life itself. You may think that you are that which lives, but you will not imagine yourself to be life itself. This separation of itself from itself is what you have called the casting out from the Garden of Eden. Suddenly, where once there was eternal life, now there is death. Suddenly, where once there was abundance, now there is not enough. Suddenly, it seems that there are many aspects of life, competing for life itself. This is impossible in ultimate reality, but not in your imagination. You can even imagine that you are in competition with the birds, with the bees, with every other living thing, and with all other human beings. You can create a nightmare in which all that supports your life seems to limit it. Thus you will actually attempt to subdue that which supports you. You were told to have dominion, but you have decided that this means domination. You have actually begun a war with nature and with the natural order of things. You have used science and technology to twist and turn and manipulate nature so that it bends to your will. You are slowly destroying nature as it naturally is, in an attempt to experience yourself as you already naturally are. You already are what you seek to be, eternal, unlimited, and one with all. Yet you do not remember this. And so you seek to subdue life in order that you might have life more abundantly. And you do not even see what you are doing. Life becomes the single common denominator. Everyone wants life and the things that support life. And because you think there is more than one of you, you are afraid that there may not be enough life to go around. Out of this fear, you produce your next imagined reality: death. A life that you thought to be eternal now seems to have a beginning and an end. Until you imagined that you were separate, it never occurred to you that you would not always be. Yet now, a life that you thought to be eternal seems to have a beginning and an end. This is the illusion of insufficiency played out at the highest level. The experience of your life, beginning and ending, is really nothing more than the onset and the dissolution of your idea of yourself as separate. At a conscious level, you may not know this. At a higher level, it is always clear. It is at this higher level that you seek to end the experience of separation, to remind yourself that this is an illusion you have created. Though I have told you many times, it is a good time now to discuss once more why you have created it. You have created the illusion of disunity in order to experience the reality of oneness. Only when you are outside the reality can you experience it. When you are part of the whole, you cannot experience yourself as the whole, because there is nothing else. And in the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. In the absence of cold, hot is not. In the absence of tall, short is not. If everything is short, then nothing is short, because short does not exist as something that can be known. It may exist as a concept, but it is not a concept that you can directly experience. It can only be an idea, never your experienced reality. Similarly, in the absence of disunity, unity is not. If everything is experienced as unified,